This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Jilly.
Yo, girl.
What do we love to do?
Exercise.
Exactly. And what do we love? Beach body on demand.
We do.
Why?
Because we effing love it.
We effing love it. And why? Because we can work out from anywhere and do literally every single kind of workout you can think of. Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to the biggest variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. It's the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, My Favorite Hip Hop Abs, you know, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and so much more. They also have the best celebrity super trainers on the program, and the program's 100% of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to, you know, a little dance workout to yoga. You can truly do anything, and the best part about it is it can fit perfectly in your schedule. So if you only have 10 minutes to work out, that's okay. You can do a 10-minute workout. They have that there for you. You can also join over 1 million people that are currently on Beachbody On Demand to be a part of like a huge support community, which is awesome. You also have access to it anytime, anywhere, as long as you have a web-enabled device like a TV or a tablet or a smartphone or Roku or Apple TV or Chromecast or whatever you may have. I feel like everything kind of has internet now. And it's just wonderful. I love to do P90X. It's crazy. It's so hard. My cousin straight up lost so much weight doing P90X. It's out of control.
Which cousin? I know a
lot. My cousin Phoebe. She like popped off with P90X. Yeah. It's really, really hard. Also, 3-week yoga retreat and hip hop abs. Jilly, you complimented my abs this morning.
I did. She was getting dressed and I was looking.
Yeah. She was peeking.
Like, what great abs you have.
She was peeking.
My, what great abs you have.
Exactly. Greta. Because of hip hop abs. So right now, our Lady Lovin' listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text Lady Lovin', LadyLovin, to 303030. That's 303030. That is a free trial membership. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support, totally free. Just text Lady Lovin' to 303030. Welcome, lady lovers, to a hot new episode of Lady Lovin'. It's the beginning of your week, or maybe you're listening to this at the end of your week, or maybe it's not even the week we recorded it. You're just listening now.
Maybe it's Wednesday.
It's the future.
It's the future. We're living in the future. Today, I am joined by Lo Bosworth.
Hello. Hi.
And Jilly Hendricks.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest on our episode today. We are so happy to have her. We have Atlanta DeCadene Taylor, everybody.
Woo. Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show.
She is a woman of many, aware of many hats.
A woman of substance.
And aware of pink shoes that
She's
really
wearing
into.
Gorgeous pink shoes, sporting a gorgeous pink Miu Miu?
Yes.
Bag. Gorge. And, you know, a few things about Atlanta that you should know. She hosts an amazing podcast called I'm Over It. You should listen to it because she just started it all on her own and records it from her house.
That's so true. Cool.
She's also a hot model.
She is.
She's also a designer. She collaborated with Pia for LPA, making hot-ass swimwear.
Pia was on our podcast before talking about her line.
Yeah.
Now we have one of her collaborators and models.
Yeah, you also modeled swim loops.
Quite an introduction. I like it. Yeah. I keep going.
You're on Lady Lovin'.
You're on Lady Lovin'.
This is like, Lady Lovin'.
Yeah, this is like we build you up.
And then you don't rip me down.
No, we do not. We build you up and then we hope that you keep building and building and building and then there's more beautiful female energy in the world.
Basically a minute long compliment circle is what
happens. I love that. There's nothing better than a woman compliment, in my opinion. Like,
Should we give each other compliments right now?
Jilly? Okay.
Jilly, your hair looks amazing.
Thank you. I didn't do it myself. That's why.
But it looks great.
Thank you.
Jilly.
This is so uncomfortable.
I love your
your new podcast, As Seen On?
As Seen On The Internet.
As Seen On The Internet.
No, online. It's called As Seen Online, you assholes.
Sorry.
My new podcast is called As Seen Online.
I only forgot four letters.
Well, that's those are pretty big letters, girls.
Well, I'm just trying to pay you a compliment.
I appreciate
and
it.
And I like your new show.
Let the love in.
All right. Well, Lo, I really like your Love Wellness products.
Thank you.
I use them.
Wow.
She has a great line of products for
dope
women.
Yeah.
Specifically for the vagina. You should get involved.
Oh, really? What are they? What's it called?
The company's called Love Wellness. So we make natural doctor recommended products for feminine wellness.
Yeah.
So our core products, you would find them in like, you know, the traditional feminine hygiene aisle. So we have an over the counter drug for yeast infections and BV that's made from boric acid, and it like is like best in class performing. And then we have probiotics, vitamins, all natural cleansers.
Cool.
And we have a big relaunch in August where we're expanding into total body care. So all kinds of new vitamins, supplements, and some other really fun new products coming out too.
Awesome. I get a lot of yeast infections.
Oh my God. You got
it. I'll send you.
Although I just
stuff.
Started taking probiotics and it's helped a lot, but I used to get them like twice a month. It was insane for a minute.
Lo's probiotics are great. I take them, and I also use her pH Balance Cleanser, my favorite product, my favorite Love Wellness product.
Yeah. We're sold out of a lot of stuff right now because we're just about to do the transition, but I will send you some stuff.
Please do.
And Greta, you know how much I love you and your comedy and your performance. I talked about this before in the podcast. Greta had an amazing one-woman show that was an hour long.
Thank you.
So
and you
sick.
Laughed and you – I didn't cry, but I could have. And then you looked hot.
I really just wanted people to cry.
Yeah, so those three things were great.
Thank you.
Cry from laughter or cry because you were so offensive?
No, or cry from being touched.
From being touched.
You know, emotionally. Nice.
It was a beautiful show. She sang. She had like a lot of singing solos. Then she made people laugh. She like walked around. There was a piano guy the whole time playing the piano. Wow.
I love that.
So it was more than just a comedy act.
Yeah, it was like a whole.
No, it was not more. No.
It was a one-woman show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a storytelling show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome.
I'll be doing it in LA sometime at the end of September or early October.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
what
really
I'm working
cool.
on.
I love
my
that.
My little storytelling show.
Was it scripted
show.
At all?
It's all like written out, like what I'm going to say, but it was the first time that I had really told stories on stage, which is like really different than telling jokes, because when you tell jokes, there's like a rhythm to jokes and you are expecting kind of laughter to happen at certain points.
Right.
And telling stories is just so different because you need to be really comfortable like sitting in, in the space of no laughter. Do you know what I mean?
You were comfortable. You were sitting also next to people. You were sitting on stage.
Uh-huh.
And then the silence was also good silence because you didn't want people to be laughing the whole time. It would have messed up
the
vibe.
You like pregnant pauses.
Yeah.
You know what
What's
I mean?
That mean?
Like a weighted pause.
Oh.
Like a pause that's like
meaningful.
Meaningful.
Right.
You're like
waiting. Yeah, there
waiting
was a lot of
something.
Those. There was like, we were like anticipating where the story was going to go.
Have you been inspired by Nanette?
You know, and Nanette is very inspiring. Have you watched Nanette?
No.
Oh, it's great.
On Netflix. I can never forget her. I always forget her last name.
That's a little bit different than
what I was
Hannah
doing.
Gadsby. Yeah.
Gadsby.
Greta was also singing. Greta's was more of like a
one-woman show.
Yeah, like a performance, I would say. Hannah Gadsby's still like comedy, but although there's like a lot of controversy because it is like really touching. I cried. I saw it live and I did cry. And it's like a lot of people are like, oh, well, you shouldn't. That's not a real comedy show if it's, you know, not typical stand-up. So there's, like, a lot of controversy on, like, what to actually call that show.
Well, to catch you up on what this is, this Hannah Gadsby is an Australian comedian, and she released an hour-long comedy special on Netflix. The first half of it is, like, very traditional – not very traditional, but it's, like, joke-telling. And then the second half of it, she really goes into just, like – monologues basically.
It was like her coming out story.
Dope. Right.
And it's definitely very emotional. Like, it's all about like, there was some like Me Too stuff in there.
Yep.
Like, and so there's, I guess there's feedback from like some comedians is like, is this really an hour comedy show or like what?
Or
to
is
call
it a performance?
Yeah,
or is
so
it a
there's
woman
like a
show?
Lot of
like a performance.
Yeah, but people have been really debating if they should
call it a one-hour Netflix comedy special.
Yeah. We're really concerned.
People are very concerned about other people.
People are always concerned about other people. You know what I mean?
You know, like, ladies of the internet, all of you guys have large internet followings. I mean, people chirp at you all the time and care about the dumbest bullshit that you do constantly.
I know. I put up a photo once that was like Beyonce and Jay-Z's album cover.
Uh-huh.
And it was like them standing at the Louvre, and then there was the Mona Lisa, and I put like my face in the Mona Lisa, and people got really, some people were very not happy about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Who cares?
I don't know. And then one time I put up a joke that was like, I just want to feel 1% of what Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande are feeling. And someone's like, you are the 1%. Like, you don't need, don't you like need anything else? And I was like, this, what are you even talking about?
Right.
People attack people online constantly.
It's crazy.
I have to say, I used to get it really bad, and I don't anymore.
What would people say to you?
I got a lot of people commenting on my body. I had a lot of people being like, oh, you're just like the your dad's this, you didn't work for anything. Like, I mean, but my family also has severe stalkers. So I got a lot of really negative stalking people and like multiple accounts. You try and block them, they'd make more. So it was pretty nasty for a while.
How'd you deal with all of that?
Yeah, because a lot of people, like
you could report it, obviously, but that's not enough.
You mean on Instagram?
Yeah.
I mean, at first I would like leave it there because I would just be like, oh, I should be fine with it. And then recently, like every once in a while, if I get like a comment here and there, like I just delete it.
Yeah.
I just like don't want to see it, you know, and like.
So many people think that by deleting it, though, you're like. Care, you know what I mean? I think people view
like not caring. It's like sometimes people are like, you should leave it up there so everyone else sees what type
of that.
Yeah, or like so they see it, or also like, you know, so people are like, if you see like a negative comment on someone's account, I'm like, wow, I can't believe that the world is like mean and it makes me want to be nicer. And I have like that. I think sometimes it can have that effect. But sometimes too, like when you have those comments, then people will come to your defense, or people will realize that person's not a good person, so they don't want to like. Engaged, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like sometimes it's good to leave it up. It is annoying if you're like, cool, every time I look at my Instagram, there's some sort of comment that makes me feel bad about it, or like, you know what I mean? I just want to read it.
I've gotten into it twice with people. One, some asshole wrote something about my little brother who is fucking 11 years old, and like I got into it with the guy, my mom and I, like, but and then the guy was like, we blocked him and he wouldn't stop, like, at first, he was, like, writing all this crazy shit, and, like, I think there was also something about, like, gun control. That always triggers people to go, like, writing crazy shit. But I don't know. I guess it just is what it is. Like, not everyone has the same opinions.
How do you handle it, Lo?
I just don't think that Instagram is a real thing, and so I just don't fucking care.
Here's my
is, like, a construct of our imagination, and, like, I literally could not care less.
Here's my question, though. Do you guys think that the internet has, like, or Instagram specifically, maybe not the internet, but like since Instagram is such a image sharing platform that it's like fucked with your personal self-confidence?
Of course.
When I was younger, yes.
Yeah, maybe when I was younger. I don't know.
When I was younger, but now when I was younger, I get called fat or like C or like cunt all the time. I don't know why I said the C word because I, you know, cunt, I think that we should take control of the word. So I'm fine to use that word. But, you know, and that would really bother me. And now I'm just sort of like, you know what? This is me. And I'm like happy that this is me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm happy that this is like my body and the skin that I'm in. And like if someone else is like not okay with it, like that's their own projection. I've really like realized a lot about like other people's issues, and every time someone says something mean or negative to you or reacts a certain way to you, it's literally their issue, not yours.
Yeah, it's always their. It's always someone else's issue. It's never really about you. That's the thing.
But wait, Atlanta, you said like you said with passion that it has fucked with your self-confidence.
Yeah, I mean, of course, logically, I know that it's not real, and I know that, yeah, that person is not well or whatnot. But I mean, I also have gotten to the place now where I'm because I feel really confident in myself, I could be like, oh, fuck you, whatever.
Yeah.
But there was a period of time up until very recently where I didn't feel that good about myself. So it really upset me when I'd see things like that, you know, and I would have to, I couldn't completely detach myself from that. You know?
I don't know. The internet still really affects me.
It affects a lot of people. I mean, I think also specifically with relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I've had to set serious boundaries with my boyfriend about Instagram because it's like such a thing that no, like it should be added to like dating books in the next like 10 years because it's literally like a new thing we have like to deal with. What and it can hurt your feelings. Like one fucking comment, one liked photo, whatever. It can send people into spirals.
What do you talk to him about? Like, what do you say?
Like, some people, I remember I wrote something recently on my Instagram where it was, like, number one rule, one of the biggest rules, like, don't start DMing your friend's boyfriend. Like, just don't, like, answer their fucking things. Like, haha, hee hee. I'm like, fuck off. Like, don't answer anything. Like, I'm pretty intense about that. Like, because I'm quite a jealous person, which I can openly admit with him, at least. I'm totally like that.
Yeah.
And I personally, like, I have... I'm all about anyone posting anything that they want to post on the internet, like for real. However, do I want my boyfriend seeing that? Like, no. And I don't want my boyfriend watching porn either. You know,
really?
I want my body to be the only body that he's looking at. Like, I'm not comfortable with that.
That's
I don't like
so
it.
So interesting. So you don't like it when he watches porn, period?
Yeah, no.
Is that a rule in your relationship?
Yeah, neither of us do.
Did you watch it before?
Very minorly.
Yeah. I feel like if you weren't like really into watching porn before.
And he wasn't either.
Yeah. Like, so then it's like not that big of a loss, you know?
No. It's not like a totally.
How do you feel about like going, being like public with your boyfriend on Instagram? Like, are you like the type of person when you get in a relationship where you're posting the person a lot and they're posting you? Or do you keep that like more intimate?
Honestly, I haven't had a boyfriend in like 5 years. And like anyone that I was in any sort of casual dating thing, I would never post them on the internet. But no, like now I'm in like a serious relationship and I like am with him all the time. So and it's fun because I've never had a at first I wouldn't follow him on Instagram for like months.
Yeah.
I used to be so upset about it. And I was like, well, if we break up, I don't want to have to deal with unfollowing you.
Yeah. That's the worst.
You know? Yeah. That drama of like, oh, shit. And then it's like, I'd rather just not.
Until you're like there. Yeah. I definitely think that it's something where, you know, you take your time with like, you know, putting that out there to make sure that it's someone that you're going to see yourself with for a while. I dated a guy when I was like a little bit like, not like offended, but he never posted me in line once.
For sure, but that's a thing.
And I it was is. Like, what does this mean? Does this mean that like my thing is more just like, what is the reason? Like, it's a conversation. It's like, are you not posting me because you don't see a future with me? Are you not posting me because like it affects your work? Like, you know, it's like a conversation. And I think that a lot of people don't have that conversation. I think that's definitely a conversation I would have in the future.
For sure.
Because I'm fine if there's a reason why, but it's just like, it's definitely a conversation.
Right. Lo, you didn't post your ex-boyfriend on your Instagram that much.
Very rarely. You know, he was a really private person and, you know, was like a business owner and he just didn't want to be like a publicly known person. So like I posted him maybe like 6 or 7 times over the course of 2 years, but I would never tag him at his request. And like, you know, we just set those boundaries early and I had no issue with it. Like if he wanted me to never post him, I don't care.
But you talked about it.
But we talked about
it. That's what I mean. Like, I don't think a lot of people talk about it. I think it's just this like, you know, thing in the air. And then if someone doesn't do it, you're like, why? And then it's like, you know, you have to communicate about it.
Yeah, you have to communicate about it. I think it also is like totally personal. To person. We were both people that don't put a lot of weight onto the platform. Like our relationship had our own separate issues. You know what I mean? Like Instagram and social media and the internet was never an issue for us because we just were both not necessarily that passionate about it. But we had lots of other things that were problems. You know what I mean? So like I'm not trying to you know, say that like, oh, this is stupid or like this is unimportant. I don't have a ton of personal experience with it because I just don't approach it from the same perspective as a lot of people do. But there are other things that I certainly care about lots, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that like it's so true that the internet is such a part of our day-to-day life and it is such like a real thing for so many people. Like for so many people, Facebook and Instagram and all that, like those are their communities. Like those are their realities. Those are the people that they interact with. Like there are people that fully just have relationships and,
and online relationships.
Interactions with people on the internet only.
Yeah.
So I think that especially when it comes to relationships, a lot of people get really sensitive if like your partner isn't proud to like post you online.
Well, again, I think it definitely is a conversation.
Yeah.
And I do think a lot of people for work, they're like, you know, what I post on here is work related and I don't want, you know, work people to then like, you know, see my children or like see like my other lifestyle that I have outside of this because I need to keep it separate. A lot of people too, like, I mean, I think that, you know, with vacation photos, I think that's really interesting because you see like a lot of people in these like high profile, like, you know, CEOs and business people, and they're like always on vacation or posting all this fancy stuff. And it kind of, I think that affects their business a bit.
I think so too.
I think like that's definitely 100%. Something that people should think about as well.
It's something that I think about all the time, or I've started to think about a lot more.
Like how you want to represent yourself. Like,
now that Love Wellness is starting to like really like grow, it's like I'm not like taking a bunch of vacations, but I really now think twice about doing an Instagram story when I'm shit-faced at a party. Yeah. And like just I'm trying to really be much more careful about what I'm sharing with the world. I think it can really have an effect.
Yeah.
And like one stupid thing gets picked up in the news and then it spreads like wildfire. Like, why do you ever want to even take that risk? And it doesn't matter who you are. You could have 100 followers or 5 million followers. It could happen to anybody. We see that every single day.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say it's interesting because recently I've had a shift like where I've been kind of hit a wall where I was like, I kind of feel like I don't want to be sharing these things about my life anymore. Yeah, like, right. I feel like since, you know, I just felt like I was been very open about a lot of things, which has helped a lot of people. But I recently just hit a point where I was like, I kind of miss that, like, that privacy. And, like, I used to be very private. And then I had, like, a shift again. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And then now I'm kind of feeling like, I don't know. But then, you know, then you have someone who's, like, DMing you saying, like, or coming up to you saying, like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for writing that. You have no idea how much it's helped me. And you're like, well, shit, like, if it is, like, if you have a platform, you may as well use it to promote, like, things that can help people. But I'm learning that maybe I can just sort of tweak it because I was definitely, like, as soon as, like, my mouth opened, like, after being, like, quiet for years, it was just like, here's everything that's happened to me in my fucking entire life.
But maybe you were going through a period in your life where sharing was really cathartic. And even let's pretend that like Instagram or the internet or whatever didn't exist. You probably would have expressed that in a different way, like in a different medium.
Yeah.
Whether it was through, I don't know, poetry or like hanging out with your friends and talking to them about it. So like, I think like Jill and I said, I think last episode, like your life is peaks and valleys. Yeah. And, you know, like you just have to like love yourself and not be critical. And if you decide to change your mind about something, that's okay.
Yeah.
I also think that changing your mind is totally fine.
Like with social, it's like I used to write like these one-liners called notes to my selfie. And, you know,
that's cute.
It was like I loved it because I was like, you know, expressing myself and going through this time and sharing it. And people were going through the same experiences. Yeah. And like, you know, it wasn't anything that like deep or dark, but like I just kind of hit a place where I was like, you know what? I feel like I've moved on from this and like I don't want to write in this format anymore. Yeah. Like not meaning that I'm not going to ever write something negative or say something like, you know, about the way I'm feeling, but like in this specific way. And I think that like the same way that like these social accounts, I think are going to follow us like through our lives, like as we grow and as we get older. But it's like you definitely like hit these different shifts where you're like, OK, I was posting this kind of thing. Now I'm posting this kind of thing. And then I'm posting this. And it's just interesting because it's all in one place. So you're just like, oh, what's the, you know, who am I? But it's like, you know, it's going to grow with you. And like that's also something that, you know, we're going to be like the first generation to have that. You know what I mean? Which is like so interesting.
I have that literally. It's so crazy right now because I just signed with a new modeling agency. And like I used to model a lot and I was like really in fashion and like traveling all over and this and that. And then I had something happen and my whole life changed. And in the last year and a half, it was like I wasn't modeling. I didn't have an agency. I like dropped all of those things, gained a lot of weight due to some health stuff. Like everything changed for me. And I actually, that's when I really started like connecting and sharing on the internet.
Yeah.
And like not just like, here's my Chanel purse or like, yay, I'm in Paris
doing
this.
Well, that's what it is. It's like that to me is like, that bullshit is so uninspiring to me.
Oh, I know.
And but, like, when I see people that have these like droves of followers that like care about that shit, I'm just like, ugh, this is so fucking boring. Like, yeah, I don't really want to watch you at your influencer dinner, like, you know what I mean? And like posting a photo of the menu and then like...
Okay, but that's like a whole other nightmare.
It's just crazy.
Literally, yeah.
It's a career.
I know it's a career.
It's like a job, but it's, you know, that's like the why you can follow and unfollow so many different people. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you can just find your like... There are people that, like, that's what they look up to and, like, that's what they want to see. And then there's people that don't want to, you know?
I guess for me, that kind of stuff is just, like, really uninspiring for me to see. And it kind of makes me feel, like, sick inside. It kind of makes me feel upset inside because I'm like, I don't know. I think that what we try to do on our podcast, at least, is, like, promote connection amongst women and like connect with women and talk about things that like all of us are feeling and thinking and going through, because it is shocking the amount of people that write into our podcast being like, I don't have female friendships.
Yeah.
Being like, I don't have female friendships. I don't have people I can openly talk with. Like the fact that I'm depressed, that I have anxiety, that I have an eating disorder, that I like got, you know, that I was assaulted. Like there are all these things. And like, we're so lucky to have this community of women that we can talk to.
Yeah.
Because so many people don't.
Lucky. Yeah. That's why my favorite accounts to follow on Instagram are like the real people. Like, I just like real stories and real conversation, real photos. Like, even like when you look at a grid, like, I want it to be like messed up. I don't want it to be like the same filter the whole time. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just fun when it's like different.
The reality is like that time has passed. All of those people that are like influencing others in that way. Yes.
I mean, not really.
Honestly,
like,
it's dying. It's dying. It's like, it's not sustainable. It's just the truth. Like, you think in like 3 years from now, there's still going to be like girls making $1 million on an ad for like showing a stupid purse.
Yes. 100%.
I just don't, I don't know. I think that so many people are starting to become disenfranchised by that kind of content. But like, there's going to be a shift. I don't know.
There could be a shift, but it may be the shift in like a new network, or it may be a shift in a new platform. But like, if you think about it, first it was blogging, and then that got moved to Instagram.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then it's going to be something else.
Wait, really quickly,
it's YouTube.
Yeah,
have you guys seen Eighth Grade, the Bo Burnham movie?
I've heard about it.
Is it out yet?
But I haven't seen it,
dude. Is
it in theaters?
Good. Yes.
I want to see it so badly.
I want to see it.
Let's see. I was sobbing. It like took you on such a fucking roller coaster.
I would love to see that.
I'm not going to talk about it because the three of you haven't seen it. It's about an eighth grade girl.
And isn't she on YouTube or whatever?
Yeah, she's making like blogger videos on YouTube.
Oh, that's like my little sister, and it's so upsetting. And I've completely, watching the world through her eyes has completely changed.
How old is she?
She's 11, almost 12.
Oh my God.
And it is so crazy. Like to watch, because we're at the age where like what you're saying is like you can disconnect, right? Like we've been through it and we're old enough to be able to say, all right, that's not real.
Right.
But like those girls, that's all that they know. And they really think plastic surgery and contouring and like that's what your body's supposed to look like.
If I grew up in the age now where like they have had tablets and the internet their whole life, if I was 11 years old looking at like Kylie Jenner now, I don't know what I would think. Like those are just not the women that we looked at. Even when we looked at like Britney Spears, like there was still something that was like...
When I was in high school, all of the women that I looked at were like 100 pounds. So for me, I'm like really excited that there's like a curvy... You know, that's like that people are more accepting
bombarded with it daily.
I wasn't bombarded
constantly.
With it.
Yeah. That's the thing about iPhone is you can constantly see what everyone else is doing multiple times a day, and you are constantly being bombarded with basically like, you're not good enough. This is that. I'm on the private plane. I have it's literally
like, I should
multiple
be doing
times
this.
A day.
And then you keep on, then you think to yourself, what am I doing wrong in my life that like I'm not doing this shit? You know what I mean?
Or like what you're saying, like you'd probably look at magazines, right?
I looked at magazines all the
time. Yeah, 17.
I used to collect CoverGirl ads, you guys.
Oh, really?
When I was younger, I used to, because I loved Nikki Taylor.
Huh?
I used to like cut out all of the CoverGirl ads and collect them.
Cute. Would you keep them like a binder?
I don't even know. I think I just like had them like
binders.
In a stack.
I love
probably like
cute.
A pink
really
binder.
I
loved them.
I collected like the animal, like I collected Pokemon cards and little like animal donation things. You'd be like, okay, I'm going to support the like endangered tiger.
I love that.
And
so
you'd
cute.
Send like $5 like a year.
I,
you know,
do you
like,
think
I love
kids
that.
These days are collecting?
Yes.
What are they collecting?
My little brother collects shoes.
Yeah, people, yeah, they are collecting things like that. Or like
lipstick.
I think like lip kits.
Oh my God, yeah, my lip
kits. I used to also collect when I was like very young. I collected teapots and music boxes.
What about Beanie Babies?
I collected Beanie Babies.
I collected teapots and music boxes.
Bells.
What?
Bells.
Like so bells random. To ring?
Yeah, like little bells.
That is so funny.
Like different bell kinds do you collection. Have like full like. Like one, a singular bell and like multiple
they're all
bells.
Like handheld size bells.
Where's the bell collection now?
I don't have it anymore.
Did you throw it away?
I don't know.
I collected, I had a, my closet door was covered in stickers. I collected stickers.
I'm still fucking like that.
I love stickers. I had a scratch and sniff root beer that I would like huff after school.
Oh my God. I think you did show me a picture of your bedroom and it was literally like madness. I was like, I don't know how you fell asleep.
In my room?
Yeah, because of all the stickers.
I know. I loved it.
I
also, in high school, growing up in D.C., we would go to, I went to this protest and found, this Che Guevara, silk screen. And I thought I was, so righteous, having it on my wall.
Sounds like it was.
Righteous is a great word that you just brought back.
I mean, I thought I was just, so fucking cool. And righteous. I had this, anti-Bush bumper sticker on my door.
Damn.
I know. It was,
Did you see that movie Dick and you just got really inspired?
I mean,
or
I love that movie.
It's such a good movie.
That's a great
movie. It's with
movie.
Michelle Williams.
Like Rainbow Bright.
That's a good movie.
I love Rainbow Bright shit. Okay,
we're going to take a commercial break?
Yeah, we're going to take a commercial break and then we're going to be back. We're going to answer your questions. Fab. Okay.
Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is also brought to you by Liquid IV. I have used Liquid IV quite a few times. I love it. If you guys are not familiar, it is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Isn't that cool? It delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. And it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than what's in an orange and as much potassium as a banana, which is so cool. It's vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. So it comes in these little packets. I like to put them into my Liquid IV water bottle and it just really maximizes my hydration, which is really cool. And they are pretty tasty also. I have been known to make a hot Liquid IV drink where I heat up some water, the right amount of water, I put the Liquid IV in, I add a little lemon juice, and then it turns into kind of like a Liquid IV tea. So it's delicious any time of year. So I love Liquid IV, and I know that you will too. And right now, Lady Lovin' listeners can get 20% off using code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout. Again, that is 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. It's liquid-iv.com. Use that code LOVIN for 20% off. That's liquid-iv.com. Use that promo code LOVIN.
And we are back with your hot cues. We're so excited. We have Atlanta Decadney Taylor on the show.
What a name.
I know.
That's 4
you
words.
You have to say the whole
name. That's
such
a sexy name.
What's your middle name?
New.
Oh.
N-O-O.
You have 6 words a part of your name?
It's honestly kind of a nightmare at this point. One, traveling is a fucking disaster because they can never find my reservation.
That's really
and
annoying.
Anytime I'm ordering something on the phone or whatever, I'm like, Atlanta, the city. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every single time. It's
why were you named Atlanta?
It's the age-old question. I honestly don't know.
I love the name.
I've never met another Atlanta, so
me neither.
Cool.
Yeah, I've never met.
I didn't
met...
get away with much, though, I will tell you. It wasn't
it was Atlanta!
Know, yeah, exactly. It wasn't it was Lisa. Lisa who?
Lisa H, not Lisa S.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have our friend Natanya.
Natanya.
It was always Natanya.
Yeah.
And for a while, our parents didn't even think she existed.
No, your parents didn't think she existed. My parents knew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Greta was not an easy name either.
Yeah, that's cute.
I remember my 4th grade boyfriend was I was embarrassed to tell my parents your name because I thought you were a German milkmaid. Said that to me.
By the way, even in 4th grade.
I know. Men in 4th grade
why?
Suck.
Okay, let's do some cues.
Okay, here's the first question for you.
a hot cue.
Oh, wait, we're going to answer mostly sex questions today. Atlanta, I think it's really refreshing that you openly say that you don't want your boyfriend looking at porn. Because
true.
A lot of girls feel like they need to play it cool and, like, let their boyfriends J.O. to some fucking...
Well, no, I think a lot of...
I was just about to call an orgy a trilogy.
Look, you never know. A lot of men like... watching porn, and you know what? It's nice that you're in a relationship and you and your boyfriend see eye to eye.
Yeah,
that's really nice because lucky. I think a lot of people, their boyfriends want to watch it and they're uncomfortable, or they want to watch it and their boyfriend's uncomfortable, and that is like tricky.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, Lo, what's the cue?
Okay, hot cue. I'm hoping you guys can help me with a dating dilemma. I've been seeing my boyfriend for a couple months now and everything's great. He's kind, considerate, and his sex life is nothing short of spectacular.
Wow.
I'm reaching out because the last time we had sex, some new things were introduced that I hadn't encountered before. Basically, while he was going down on me, he introduced some butt play.
Yes. Six.
I was caught off guard, but let him continue. Later in the night, while I was going down on him, he guided my hand to his butt and encouraged me to... play. That's in quotation marks. I totally froze and did my best to entertain his request, but I didn't actually follow through, if you know what I'm saying. The next day, I kept thinking about what happened. Am I uncomfortable because of some gender-based sexist view of masculinity, or do I just genuinely not want to engage in butt stuff? I'm so confused. He's insanely generous in bed, and I'd love to give him the same experience. Should I give it a try? Sincerely, butt play neophyte.
Wow.
Cool.
Good words. Good language.
Yeah.
Good writer.
Well,
you know,
Atlanta, what do you think?
I was going to say, first of all, I feel like that's kind of not cool that he didn't ask her permission before just sticking his finger up her butt. You know, it's like if you've never had that, it's like, how about, is that cool?
Yeah, a little conversation
would
have been nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little combo is appreciated.
I've had someone just do that, and it was like really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, dude, chill, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
I also feel like sometimes people, that's a step, you know what I mean? It's not an automatic. And so I think that. You know, some people are like, okay, like maybe I'd be okay with it, but I'm not there yet. So it definitely
exactly.
Is a conversation.
Exactly. And I've had that where I've been like, look, you need to, like, I'm not there yet, you know? But I mean, yeah, I think what she's saying, it's like, if she doesn't want to do that, if she's not comfortable with that, that's fine.
Right.
You know, it's like, we don't have to be, I mean, as you hear, like, for me, I'm very, like, clear with my boundaries of like,
would
I'm not there yet.
Would you pop a thing in the butt?
I would not be stoked on that, no. I wouldn't be want... I know a lot of dudes are, but I would be concerned if my man wanted anything up his butt.
Yeah.
Some people are chill with that. If they're like, I have a friend who literally, like, started fisting her boyfriend, and she likes it.
Yeah, some chicks,
you know,
love to peg.
Yeah,
again,
love to peg.
I think communication here. I think it's a conversation, and I think that if she's interested... You know, or just I think that from writing this email, it sounds like you are somewhat interested. So you should probably just have a conversation.
Lo, would you pop a finger in the butt?
You know, I never have. And I'm with Atlanta. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of, it just grosses me out a little bit.
Explore the third hole.
I know. The only reason I don't want to do
it's
it.
The second hole for
you. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. The only reason
unless you count the mouth.
The third hole. I love that.
It's that for us.
Yeah, I don't want to do it because it just grosses me out a little bit. But also, that's like totally, like, I let dudes do it to me, so I'm just, like, totally contradicting myself. You know what I mean?
I feel you, though. But it's, like, me, again, maybe in, like, you know, maybe on your 20th anniversary, like, your relationship's different.
Maybe in six
years, your relationship's different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right now, not comfortable with that.
I'd pop a finger in a butt.
Bet you
for
would,
sure.
Yeah,
I'm
sure you
would.
A couple in there.
I actually think I've, like, tried to put my finger in my boyfriend's butt, and he's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
like,
God.
No.
Actually,
that's a conversation you should have.
Yeah, I know.
I sometimes, like, just because I think it's funny, if I see him, I'll just, like, come up to him and put
goose
like two
him.
And he's like, wah!
Yeah. It's called goosing.
Is it?
That
not
was
when
a...
he's naked, but just like,
yeah, and like,
or his... like take my credit card and like
swipe his ass. That's called the tip drill. Remember that?
Yeah.
From Nelly?
Oh my God. That, talk about pornography.
That video was
so
fucked
up. That was
so
like the OG.
Up.
Like, I think I watched that and like masturbated.
I mean, the lyrics to that song are, quote, girl, it must be that ass because it ain't your face.
That's, what's the next part?
What song
it's
is
a tip
this?
Drill. I need a tip drill.
Yeah, that song was sick.
Nelly was banned from speaking at Spelman College because the video was so offensive. It's just a bunch of naked chicks
at
a mansion.
How do you know all of this about Nelly?
Because
I ride for Nelly. Greta, you guys, Greta drove me here, and the song playing in the car was Rack Rack City Bitch.
I love that song.
I know, but it's just like, it's not even like a new rap song. It's just like, that's like Greta's soundtrack.
I like things when they're sort of like past the point.
Like
though.
2 years, a song that's like 2 years old.
I think that's funny.
That's so Greta.
Because it's not like a throwback. It's like
in between.
And then the other song that played was like... Like, I'm addicted to the grandma. No, I am. What is that
one?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that goes down in the DM. Yeah.
Down in the DM.
Oh, yeah.
Greta also had that song playing.
That's
a popular
song.
Where am I?
Oh, Snapchat me that pussy.
Yeah.
Ooh, Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Greta has some cool rap music in her.
Thanks, guys. You know, G's up, hoes down, dogs.
It was honestly,
am I right?
if you were an Uber, I would give you a tip.
Thank you. A tip drill?
Yeah.
I would give you $2.
My Uber driver last night, his car was so perfumed from the car wash. It was awful.
My Uber driver last night, his car literally had milk sprayed all over the interior. It was disgusting.
Cool. I don't take Uber anymore. I've heard so many horror stories. Yeah. It's like ruined. I take Lyft.
I just started doing Lyft. And in New York now, I only do Via because of Jill.
Yeah, Via's ride share, baby. I love a ride
share. It's so good.
Okay, really? Wait, let's get back
on
track.
Takes you on the avenues. Okay, back to the
I'm getting back on track. Okay, this subject of this email is sex life help, LOL.
All right, I hope it is funny.
I'm 26 and my boyfriend and I have been together for about a year. We are struggling in the bedroom area and I'm not sure what to do. We know what to do to make each other orgasm, but it feels robotic. I want to find some passion, but I don't know how. I want it to be hot, but we don't talk dirty or spank or anything like that because my boyfriend is not really the type and I think it makes him feel silly, which in turn makes me feel silly and stupid. We also use condoms every time because I do not take hormonal birth control. I want to be responsible, but I feel most condoms suck out all the moisture and it ends up being painful for me. Sometimes I want my boyfriend to just take charge and it just hasn't been too exciting. What can I do? Is passion something that can be created? Any good condoms out there? I want to be having lots of sex. I'm only 26. I don't want to feel like an old married couple yet. By the way, girl, old married couples fuck.
Yeah.
Sitting next to a lady at the hair salon talking to me about her sex
life.
She's been fucking this guy for 40 years.
How did that come up?
I full on asked her.
Like, hey, do you have sex?
Well, she was talking to me about her husband. They were like celebrating their anniversary. And she was like, you know, we just love each other so much. I'm like, that's so great. And I'm like, do you guys like still have sex?
Did you ask them if they fight?
Yeah, they do fight. And they
My
do have
therapist
sex.
Says, she's like, if you can't fight, you can't fuck.
I feel that.
No, she's incredible. And
that's
I kind of believe
line.
It.
I mean, there's something to that. It's
that
like,
could be a new t-shirt that we come out with.
If you can't fight, you can't fuck.
Can I get 10%?
Yeah, seriously. What do you guys think about this? What do you think?
Well.
Have any of you guys been in stale sex relationships in your younger years?
They've ended. I've only been in two relationships, and the one when we weren't really that into each other towards the end, and then we weren't very sexual, and then obviously we broke up. But I think that they should try some new things. It seems like they need to like get back on track. Like it seems like they're in a rut, and they need to like rediscover their bodies together.
Maybe there's a lack of intimacy.
Yeah.
Do you guys have good conversation?
Yeah.
Because I find conversation to be very intimate.
Same.
Also, foreplay.
Yeah.
Foreplay is huge. A lot of people skip over foreplay, and foreplay is like you need the foreplay for the sex.
I'd rather have foreplay than sex sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you can't just go straight into it. And obviously that could be a reason why she's having issues with the condoms.
Low thoughts, questions, concerns?
I think that maybe she should be fucking like lots of dudes.
Yeah, I think maybe you guys should break up.
Here's the thing. You should have a lot of conversations about this and try to work through it because that's like obviously I think what you should do and that's why your readiness is because you don't want to break up with him. You want to make it work.
True, but
so
do you know
I do think you should like try and I think you should add in some foreplay. I think you should communicate more and see if you're aligned. And then if you keep trying these things and it doesn't work out, then probably it's not the right relationship for you.
Yeah, I think it's just really hard to be like 26 and want to be like wanted and want a guy to want to like fuck you and kiss you and like all that stuff.
Yeah, you're like in your like maybe not your prime, but like I mean 26 is like pretty hot age.
I think you're
I think like 35 in your 30s.
For women, totally with you. Like that movie Prime. Damn.
I think
she was 32, right? Uma Thurman.
I keep getting older and feeling just more and more free with myself and confident. And like my sexual experience just keep getting better, even if they're casual. Like they're like crazy.
I mean,
they are.
I've heard them all, guys. They are crazy.
They are. Lo's just squirting all over town.
Oh my God, Greta.
I'm kidding. She's not. She's just having normal orgasms. I just think there's something to be said for like being 26 and being horny.
I totally agree.
For sure. I'm 26. I totally agree.
You're horny, although, but do you and your boyfriend have a lot of sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But like I mean, no, we definitely have like a raging sex life.
But you guys have been together? Communication.
We've been together like almost a year.
And you guys have good communication.
Incredible. That is one thing. We have incredible, incredible, incredible
communication.
I think
that's the most important thing for sex is communication.
Me too. Abe and I have incredible communication and we have an amazing sex life. Yeah. And I really do think that those things go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because like if you're not, there are blockages. Like if you.
Yeah. As you guys, a woman too, though, that I mean, I find that it's really connected to my sexuality and how he is with me on the date, like throughout the day affects whether I want to fuck him or not.
Yeah.
Like when he's really lovely with me, if he's a dick to me, I'm
mood
like, go fuck yourself.
Mood is totally a huge part of it.
I'm like, no.
Also, like, this is totally different than what I'm about to say, but I think that, like, for women that have been, like, sexually harassed or for women that have been in, like, sexually abusive relationships that write into us, you know, wondering about how they can start having sex again and will they ever feel comfortable to have sex again. Like, communication, I think, is the only way to, like, have a really healthy 100%. Relationship and sex life and the only way that you can, like, grow trust to do those things.
Well,
again.
I think trust is a huge thing to feel completely free. And if you're not communicating, there's no trust.
Yeah. I something that stood out in the email to me is that she said, like, you know, like about the dirty talk, like she thinks her boyfriend feels silly and then she feels silly. So like when you feel that way, that feeling of like kind of embarrassment or whatever, it's like that just means that you have work to do when it comes to communication, like self-confidence.
Yeah.
And I don't know if
that
is something.
But maybe he's making her feel that way.
I don't know if that is something that resolves itself over time with age or if it's by experience. Like, I think if you are comfortable, you can say, you can like talk about that directly with him. You know, like I get the sense that this makes you uncomfortable or you feel kind of embarrassed or silly. Like, can we talk about that? You know what I mean? Instead of talking about the sexy talk or whatever, address the underlying issue that you feel is there. Talk about the way that you feel instead of what's going on around you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a really good way to get to this, to the center, to like the crux of an issue.
Also would just like to say dirty talk and like being like dirty talk in these kind of like
kinks.
Not like kinks, like BDSM things, like those aren't the only ways to
totally
like spice up your sex life, you know?
I just like having like a nice connection with somebody. That to me lately has been like the best thing.
Well, yeah.
Where you're both just like present and available and like free.
But I also think that comes with age too. And
it totally
could be
does.
Why she's feeling or, you know, he's feeling is because they're just not there yet.
She's feeling closed off.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think like first you try to have conversations
but
about
also,
it.
Like,
and if you can't resolve it, then, you
if
know.
If you're with a guy that makes you feel like you have to be closed off or makes you feel a little bit insecure like that, like that's not the right guy for you either if you're wanting to be.
Totally.
You know, and so like it could also be that. It could be that, you know, he's like uncomfortable, so then she's uncomfortable rather than like,
right.
You know.
Okay, well, listener, we hope that you got your answers. And I think it's just communication.
Yeah.
And also, you deserve to be spanked. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, everyone
if you
deserves
want it.
If you want it. She's saying, like, everyone wants, like, a little spanking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, a little nice ass tap, you know? Okay, one last question. Do we have time for one more question?
Yep.
One last question?
Sure, yeah, great. Let's do it.
Oh my God, there are so many ones that...
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of hot cues lately, you guys.
That I want to answer.
That's so fun. It is
fun.
I had a listener come up to me in the bathroom the other night, and she had emailed us. We didn't answer her question on air, but she's just wanted to thank us for being us. And she was really nice.
I love that.
Shout out to the listener in the bathroom.
Shout out to love the listener in the bathroom.
That sounds like a movie, like a horror movie, listener in the bathroom.
It was a meet cute, okay?
You know, like girl on the train.
No, it was a meet cute. We were just talking about meet cutes last episode.
We love meet cutes.
It was a meet cute, me and a listener.
I'd like a meet cute to happen to me this weekend.
In the banyo. I came out of that banyo and she was like, oh my God, I sent you an email. Aww. I was like, thank you.
All right, you guys.
Okay, G, what is our final question?
Okay. I mean, I'm choosing one that's like not as exciting, but I do think that this is a...
Still meaningful.
It's very meaningful.
Every question is meaningful.
It's not a spicy, sexy question, but it's definitely...
It's still a hot cue.
It's still a hot cue, and I might do a twofer because this is going to be a fast answer.
Oh, a two-part question.
Well, this isn't a two-part cue. It's going to be a 2-4-1 question combo. We're going to answer two questions for the price of one.
Let's get to it.
And the last question can be speed round answers.
Okay.
So many
we
rules.
Do these things, 10 seconds?
We do 30 seconds.
Should we do it for both questions?
No, because this question is more of a conversation, okay?
Sorry.
And it's going to be a 3-minute conversation.
We're ready.
Okay. All right. When to have the Are You Sleeping With Other People talk? Thanks so much for creating a space for these conversations. I've listened to every episode now and have applied your advice to many situations. Thanks, girl. A friend and I were recently discussing our current dating situations and we came up with these two questions. Brief TLDR. I don't know what that means. I've seen this guy around 10 to 12 times for the span of almost 3 months and I want to know if there is other business going on with his man parts. How do I bring up this conversation without making it seem like I want a relationship or to define what we have together?
Can I tell you this is my biggest problem in life? Because I do not like to be hooking up with someone else that's hooking up with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I necessarily want to be in a relationship with them because I don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I just do not want to – I don't have casual sex and I don't like casual shit.
You don't want to be, like, fucking a dude that's potentially fucking someone else.
Exactly. But I also, it's like, you can't, it's hard to ask that question if you're, like, because people would think that you want a relationship.
Right.
It's a very tricky place to be in.
Right.
Yeah,
I never know how to handle that. I always ask low.
It's a weird in-between. I'm just doing some quick math. 10 to 12 times over 3 months means you're seeing
like four times
each other once a week or less. I'm going to deduce that he's sleeping with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it's been 3 months and it's the same amount and it hasn't gone up or down.
I am going to deduce that, too.
I mean, by like statistically.
Listen, I love statistically and mathematically. This is a scientific question.
By the second month, if you like vibe with someone, you're hanging out like 3 or 4 times
a
week.
Yeah, that's true.
As a grown up, you just are. And if you're hanging out with someone 3 or 4 times a week.
They don't have the time.
Then like it's probably less likely than they're sleeping with other people. But like once a week, I don't know.
I think it's also what you want. Because for me, I know and like recently I realized, I do want to be monogamous with someone. I do want to be in a relationship. Therefore, I'm not going to have sex with someone until I know I want to be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
That was just like, I didn't have.
But that's a very clear way of thinking.
Yeah.
I think so too. But sometimes, like, this is the problem that I've had is like the last guy that I dated, like, we went on a bunch of dates and before we slept together. But it's like, you know, it's like eventually we have to sleep together. You know what I mean? Because that's like what a relationship, like, you know, as you like progress. But I was always like, I don't want to like do it yet until I know. But it's like, it's just like life. It just like happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how do you know?
I mean, I'd also come out of being sexually assaulted. So I had to be like very like, it changed everything for me where I was like, I'm not comfortable like having casual sex because that's how I got myself into that situation.
Uh-huh.
So like I had to set like where I was like, okay, I can't have you touch me in certain places because it triggers me into like PTSD or whatnot. And I had to like talk about that. But again, with someone like I told my boyfriend now that, but I mean,
I think it's also about finding someone that you can have that conversation with. Yeah,
definitely. Sure. And yeah. someone that is wants to be casual, what you wouldn't even get to a place where you'd have that
definitely
conversation.
Not. And so I've that's been a there great way. For a long I did that for a yeah, long time that's up a, in for the last couple of years.
A great way to like weed out whether or not, because like when you do have this conversation with this guy, because clearly you should and you're going to because it's what you want.
You can have you this can conversation tell, like the second time you hang out. Like why do you have to yeah. wait 3 months? You could just be like, oh, yeah. are you sleeping with
long
other people?
Time.
Like what's going on?
It's I for mean, your health,
you,
girl.
Exactly. If you are like giving someone your vagina, you are entitled to know.
Yeah, definitely. They're entering your most sacred hole.
Orifice.
Yeah. yeah. They should, you should know.
Whereas, your yeah. holy hole.
Definitely say, but she's asking this question because she wants to know when she should ask.
But now.
But like, exactly. is it because the she like likes now. This guy and she wants to be in a relationship and that's why she wants
I
to
I have
know?
The same question.
It sounds unclear. Just,
I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me.
I yeah, think
me
she does
sounds
like
him. She likes him and she wants to have the question, the conversation.
Is he a fuckboy first question to ask
he
yourself?
He sounds like a bit of a fuckboy.
If so, it might not end so well.
Also, like, I think
but
that
you'd rather have no now than like course, keep it going but if, you're, if you want something more.
This is the patriarchy brainwashing women thinking that like, oh my God, if I ask this question, then like they're going to think this and then I'm not going to be cool and then I'm not going to be seen this way. It's like, no, take ownership of what you want and over your body and just ask this guy a question. And if he freaks out being like, what? I don't want to be in a relationship. Then fuck him and move on.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get the answer that you are looking for one way or the other. You know, it just might not be the outcome that you're hoping for.
Yeah.
But if you're dating this guy and you've been seeing each other for 3 months and, you know, I don't know. Just ask.
All right, you guys.
A lovely way of explaining things.
She really
does.
So,
like, dainty and sweet.
It's ASMR.
What's that mean?
It's that. Like, you know those sound videos?
Oh, the sound videos.
We think Lo has to make them with her nail.
Start making sound video.
Okay, last question, and then we're going to be done. We have 30 seconds each to answer this question.
All right, I'll do the timer.
Okay, great. And then we'll be out of here, and we'll get Atlanta's Lady Lovin', and you guys will be on to your day or your next podcast or getting out of your car or out
the
of
subway.
Your
subway.
I have to edit my podcast, actually.
Okay,
you ready?
Question?
Yeah. All right. I recently moved for my boyfriend's job. He's a professional athlete and I work from home, so we end up moving around quite a bit for his job and I'm able to hold down mine at the same time. He recently made a huge breakthrough and has a great job with a great team, which is a big step up from his last job. I don't really know anyone here in the new town and I'm a very sociable person, so I have been really struggling with being alone. I finally met some of the other girlfriends slash wives this weekend and it was very tough. They don't seem very open to new girls coming in and they're all pretty intimidating. I'm usually a really confident person, the life of the party, but I feel like it's really hard work getting my personality across with these girls, and it's making me feel very small and insecure. I know it's early days, so things could get better, but I was just wondering if you guys have any advice for staying true to yourself and making a good impression in a new group of people and a new situation.
Greta, you have 30 seconds. Go!
I think that you should go and hang out with these girls, even if they intimidate you. Be the person that you are. And you know what? If they don't like you, fuck them. You'll make other friends. You don't need to hang out with those girlfriends and wives and whatever. But here's the thing. Just start going and chilling and being around them. And they'll see, like, oh, this girl's the shit. People can be weird and cliquey and insular, but you can break through that. And if you can't, you'll make other friends. And that's what I have to say about that.
23 seconds. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
Okay.
My time starts now. I would recommend being vulnerable with these women and having a conversation where you allow yourself to be vulnerable and just be like, hey, like, you know, this is like kind of hard for me. Like, do you have any advice? Like, what would you recommend? I find that the best way to connect to somebody new is by revealing something about yourself that you otherwise would keep inside, and that creates an instant bond.
How much was that? How much time was that?
26.68 seconds.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Atlanta,
go.
Well, as someone who's moved around a lot and been to a lot of different schools, I know exactly that feeling, and it's horrible. I would say try and go somewhere where you're actually interested. Finding if you like going reading, going to the library, joining, like going to different places where you're interested, where you can connect with people around things that you care about. And maybe those people aren't for you, and that's fine.
How much was that?
20 seconds.
Wow.
Nice, Atlanta.
That's good.
Okay, Jill, your time starts.
Gone on for
you
ages.
Did it. Jill, your time starts now.
I'm going to go a little bit with what Lo said. I would say definitely come at it from like a more vulnerable place. I would, you know, also recommend having a one-on-one with one of these girls, like just asking one of the girls to get your nails done or exercise, you know, and kind of like building a bond that way. So, because I think it's, you know, kind of sometimes very hard to connect with a larger group, but if you mm-hmm. kind of do one-on-one and then she'll bring another friend out and then it'll eventually organically happen, then I would always say never do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, you're not going to be yourself, and that's going to be a bad situation. So I would just really always stay true to who you are and what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, also don't let these women make you feel insecure. You're amazing, and like they're all just scared of you. You're making them feel insecure, you know what I mean?
But a lot of girls are awful, man.
I know, they're really
so hard.
A lot of the way, again, I think we said this before, people are projecting themselves onto you, and always know that.
Yeah. Also, you guys have the mutual touchstone of dating and being married to professional athletes, and that's a whole other experience all of you guys can talk
about. And maybe
about.
Like you should come on our podcast and talk to yeah. us about that, because it sounds really
interesting. All right, Atlanta, thank you so much for coming on our show today. It was so nice having you.
Yes, it was wonderful. Who is your lady
Lovin'? Your lady Lovin'?
I will go with my little sister, Ella.
Oh, Ella.
Very cute.
We have Ella, 11 years old, 11, YouTube popping.
Going on 18, yeah.
There Love you go.
It. 11 going on 18.
You guys, where can our listeners find you?
On Instagram, I guess, mm-hmm. at Atlanta Bean. Mm-hmm. And my podcast is called I'm Over It.
Great. So. And they can find that on iTunes.
On iTunes, on the podcast app. Great. And yeah, it's a lot about like mental health, girl chat.
We love girl chat.
Sexual, yeah, all kinds of crazy stuff, period sex, great
love
things like
period
that.
Sex.
Yeah.
All right.
Love
well, you guys
hound.
Remember to rate. What did you just say?
I said, I love me a bloodhound.
Yeah, you do love a bloodhound.
Just all right. Oh, I thought you said a bleed art. Out.
No, she no. loves the bleed out and a bloodhound.
All right, give us 5 stars.
Yeah,
and
give
leave
us
a
5 comment. Stars.
Yeah,
leave a comment.
I love that.
Only positivity, no negativity. Only 5 stars, because what's the point of 4 when you can leave 5? Okay.
Yeah, genius.
Bye. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.